And switching gears now, new data shows that Wisconsin's tourism industry generated a record $20 billion in 2016. Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett discusses the factors that power visitor spending and how the money affects the state's broader economy in this half of the program. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. How important is the state's tourism industry to you? Do you work in the tourism industry or own a tourist attraction or service? Do you take your summer vacation in Wisconsin? Where are you going this year? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our next guest. Stephanie Klett is the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Thanks very much for being with us. I know you have been on the road traveling all over the state of Wisconsin. It's, isn't it National Travel Week or something?
This is National Travel and Tourism Week, which is really a nationwide celebration of what the travel and tourism industry does for the United States. It's a $2.2 trillion industry in our country, and here in Wisconsin, it is big business that's oftentimes taken for granted.
Yeah, it, as mentioned, a pretty good year as far as tourism goes, with a total with total sales in 2016 amounting to $20 billion, which is a record high. How would you describe the state of our tourism industry in Wisconsin?
It's really great. I tell you what, we have chambers and convention and visitors bureaus around the state that are doing phenomenal work. And I'm really proud of our tourism industry because 60% of our tourism businesses are small businesses, you know, defined as less 50 or less employees. And the kind of work that they are doing is really unbelievable. You know, the last 6 years, we have grown in tourism 5.2%, or I should say 5.2%, $5.2 billion. That's a 35% increase. But what I'm really proud of is that there are 193,000 people that work in this state because of tourism and tourism-related businesses. And I think a lot of times people have the perception of, oh, it's just, you know, an entry-level job, or they think maybe of Wisconsin Dells, which is important, but, oh, you have this busy summer season, and that's it. And that couldn't be further from the truth. So tourism is great for the image of the state. There's a halo effect with it, that when people come here and they love your tourism and they love your state, they're now more apt to go to school here or, you know, try to get a job here, retire here, buy a second home here. And then it packs this huge economic impact. So it's really a win-win for Wisconsin.
Yeah. When you said that the image of, you know, somebody who works in the tourism industry is, say, a teenager working at a water park in Wisconsin Dells, that the truth is, as important as that is, that's not the true image of tourism in Wisconsin. What else is it?
It's everything. I mean, think of every hotel you stay at. You're going to have a general manager. You're going to have somebody in charge of food and beverage, you know, and then you're going to have all these indirect industries related to that. You know, there are so many different jobs on so many different levels in tourism. And the more I travel the state, the more I learn about that. But it's everything from, you know, a bed and breakfast owner and an inn owner, hotel, lodging, restaurant, farmers markets. That's tourism. Yep, you're selling an agricultural product, but you're selling them to people who are visiting your area or from that area. So it's all encompassing. It's not just, hey, it's summer, and these are folks that work in the summer.
Yeah. According to this data, visitors spent $12.3 billion across the state last year. So what are they spending all that money on?
Number one is lodging. So lodging has led the way year after year. And a close second is restaurants, obviously, food and beverage. And close with that is recreation. So our state's assets bring people in here. They love, you know, our recreation that we offer. So those three things are really leading the way.
Yeah. And how important do you gauge tourism to be in Wisconsin's overall economy?
Well, it's huge. Every state now, the number one industry is healthcare. So, you know, we used to say, and it was true, that Wisconsin's, you know, top three industries were manufacturing, agriculture, and tourism. Well, now in all 50 states, number one is healthcare. But Wisconsin is always number four or five, you know, where agriculture and tourism go hand in hand. Here's a good example of how important it is. If it weren't for the taxes paid by tourism businesses here in Wisconsin, and last year $1.5 billion was paid in to local and state taxes by tourism, and that money goes to general purpose revenue, which then goes to things like roads, fire and police protection, and schools. But each household in Wisconsin would need to pay an additional $640 in taxes to receive the same services that they receive now because of tourism. So that's a fact that blows my mind, that people in the tourism industry should be really, really proud of. And you couple that with the fact that we are the best part of life. When you take that vacation, that's where memories are made, lasting memories. That's where time is spent with family and friends. That's where your creativity soars. That's where you become educated. It's hard to travel this state and not learn about some important historical figure, geography, the Driftless region. So it really is a win-win on all levels.
Yeah. We have just a minute before news break and then plenty of time after that. But, Stephanie, what about... Way back when, I saw a figure that said most of Wisconsin's tourism came from Wisconsin residents. Is that still the case? And also, where else are our visitors coming from?
Well, that's an interesting comment. It's 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So 50% of our state residents will take a vacation within Wisconsin. So that is literally 50% of the market. So it's important that we, you know, remind folks here. We don't want them going to Illinois and in Minnesota and Michigan. We want them staying right here. But where are they coming from? All over the world. International tourism this last year was up $100 million. And our key markets are Japan, Canada, the United Kingdom, and Germany. But, of course, our number one out-of-state market is Chicago. But also, a close second behind Chicago is the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. So 83% of our visitors are coming from within the Midwestern states.
We will check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking with Stephanie Klett, the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, about the economic impact of the tourism industry in Wisconsin. And we welcome your questions and your thoughts on this. Do you think that there's something more or less the state should do to promote tourism? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. We are talking about tourism and the economic impact of the tourist industry in Wisconsin. We are talking with the state's tourism secretary, Stephanie Klett, who is traveling the state, highlighting the many places to go and things to do and the importance of tourism in Wisconsin. And we wonder if you are a part of Wisconsin's tourism industry. Or maybe you spend your own summer vacation in Wisconsin. What are you planning on this year? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, or you can tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Talking about tourism in part because it is National Travel and Tourism Week, and recent statistics show that Wisconsin had a good year as far as tourism goes in 2016, with total sales amounting to $20 billion, which is a record high. And we usually talk with Secretary Klett about fun things to do in Wisconsin and places to go. We're being a little bit more serious with the economic impact of tourism during this half hour. But I know summer unofficially begins on Memorial Day weekend, just over 2 weeks away. Stephanie, do you have a favorite destination in Wisconsin to kick off the summer?
Well, I love when the bike trails open, so I'm a big fan of the Elroy-Sparta Trail. You know, and we've talked about it before, it is the first rails-to-trails conversion in the United States. It's famous for its three underground, you know, railroad tunnels. You have to dismount your bike and walk it through, and the longest tunnel is almost a mile long, and you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel as you embark in it. You need a flashlight. So for me, I get excited over these great bike trails opening up.
Yeah, and what are you doing today? Are you highlighting a different part of the state today?
Yeah, in fact, I am headed over to SC Johnson. We are doing the official ribbon cutting for the new Frank Lloyd Wright Trail.
Oh.
So this is something you need to put on your list of things to do this summer. So Frank Lloyd Wright did 40-plus, you know, buildings in the state. Obviously, he was born here in Richland Center. His home, Taliesin and Spring Green, is so stunning. But this trail is about 200 miles long, and it's comprised of 9 of his buildings. And it's everything from his opulent, gorgeous prairie-style home to the world headquarters of SC Johnson, the research tower, to Monona Terrace, which, you know, took decades to actually make happen. So June 8th is the 150th anniversary of his birth, and so we're just doing celebrations all over the state. So if you go to travelwisconsin.com, you will see the Frank Lloyd Wright Trail. You can download the map, and we're just really excited about this because this is a man who really is one of the most noteworthy sons that our state has produced, considered the world's greatest architect. He designed over 1,000 buildings. 500 came to fruition. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to put that on my list of things to do, and we'll do a talk show on that as well down the road. Now we're going to get to some more serious items here. This one covers a lot of territory, but Elizabeth on Facebook says, how does this administration plan to retain and increase those tourism dollars while cutting funds for the upkeep and operation of state parks, weakening regulations that protect our waters and our forests and our wildlife, and defunding public transportation projects? So she's concerned about state policies that would affect the desirability of, visiting our state. What's your response to that?
Well, first and foremost, that's definitely a question for DNR. My job is to market Wisconsin attractions. And so I have been hearing about, you know, people worried about state parks, but the last 3 years, those numbers are up substantially. So I definitely don't think I'm the right person to answer that question, and probably the way she would like it to be answered. Our state parks year after year are named top five state parks in the country, and so they're just a huge asset. In fact, I guest hosted a show this last year on Wisconsin state parks. So the visitor count is up to those parks. I think it's one of the best values in terms of tourism that you get for your dollar. But that's definitely a question for the DNR.
Right. Are you, though, as the Secretary of the Department of Tourism, concerned about, for example, funding roads and the debate over our transportation budget? Is that going to hurt tourism if we can't keep our roads up to snuff?
Well, again, it might be a question for somebody else, and I say that not to divert, but because the last 7 years were up. And so if I understand people's concern, and it's a concern in every state, infrastructure is important, but it hasn't affected us these last 7 years. I have a lot of trust in my boss. I have a lot of confidence in our legislators. So it's one of those things that's a little bit out of my jurisdiction. But if you have a concern, you know, definitely contact your legislator.
Yeah. Do you, as Secretary of the Department of Tourism, have a stance on on when public schools start in Wisconsin. There is a bill that would allow districts to hold classes before September 1st, but apparently Governor Walker said last week that there's that he's not for repealing the current law. He says that a later start date ensures the summer tourism industry doesn't miss out on days for the potential revenue. Any reaction to when school starts in Wisconsin?
Well, again, the one thing why I think my team has had a lot of success in this job is we do our job to market Wisconsin. So whatever comes our way, we're going to deal with head on. Now, I know our industry as a whole, wants the school start date in September because we're competing against states like Michigan and Minnesota. That's apples to apples. Competing against them, and they have September school dates. And of course, August is such a big month for us. But for me, when it comes to policies and the politics, I stay as far away from it and focus on, what it is that I'm supposed to do, and that is increase tourism in Wisconsin by providing superior marketing. So I let the folks make those decisions.
Yeah. And let's take a call from Jim in Madison. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, good morning, Joy and Stephanie. Hi, thanks for taking. I appreciate that you're talking about the other state agencies, schools, DNR, the DOT. I think they're all interrelated, and hopefully there's a liaison between all of these agencies because certainly they impact each other. I was looking at public lands as well that we use for recreation, and certainly most of us are minority user groups, whether you're hunting, fishing, snowmobiling, jet skiing. A two-pronged question for Stephanie. Do we have a dollar amount, like per diem, that we expect a weekend visitor coming from out of state? Do we associate a economic impact, X number of dollars per person?
Oh, sure. So, yes, it really depends on if they're an overnight visitor, because we know an overnight visitor spends twice the money. And, of course, then there's the hotel tax revenue as well. So we're looking at about $146 per night. Otherwise, it's about $80 per trip if it's a day trip.
80 and 120, was that it? Okay.
About 140, I think it's 146.
Yeah, so Jim, I'm sorry. What is your overall point here? What do you want to know?
Quite frankly, the DNR closed some public land a year ago, about 140 acres right on the Wisconsin River, Mazomany Natural Area, Mazomany Wildlife Unit, and it included the sandbars. Their estimates going back for decades have been 70 and 80,000 visitors per year. I have spent some time over the last three decades, and I've seen the turnout, and certainly on weekends they're staying overnight. So I was trying to calculate what they've closed for tourism dollars and if those folks are just going elsewhere or if they are simply not coming to the state.
Yeah, and we had a couple of other calls about closing public lands, Secretary Klett, but given what you were saying, you feel as though you're not the department secretary to comment on that.
Well, public lands fall under the Department of Natural Resources, and my statute is to market, in terms of PR and marketing, Wisconsin tourism attractions. So for me, land management is the last thing that I do. So that's truly a DNR question.
Yeah. So anything new in terms of trying to market tourism in Wisconsin to elsewhere? Are you still doing those airplane ads?
No, right now we're doing Supper Club, and we launched a new commercial, two of them, for our summer season, and it's about a real family having real fun. And that's one of the things in Wisconsin we wanted to do. We did the kind of zany, crazy, fun commercials that really differentiated us, but you have to evolve, and those were very, very successful. But we wanted to showcase a different part of Wisconsin and really what I think is the heart of Wisconsin, and that's family traditions. So we found a real family, the Thompson family, that have now been vacationing in Wisconsin for 60 years, generation after generation. They hail from Colorado, Illinois, and through parts of Wisconsin. And they spent 2 weeks in Little Hazelhurst at the same resort. And when you see this commercial, you see their tradition of sinking the raft and that there is nowhere else on the planet they'd rather go. And so it's really hitting a nerve with people because it's about family time, it's about relaxation, and it's about joy. And it's about you.
Yeah, there
and
we go.
So, our new thing is we're going to the St. Louis Market, and that starts in just a few weeks, and we're really excited about that.
Wonderful. We have just a minute to go, and I know... boy, there's so much more to talk about Wisconsin. But why is Wisconsin such a great a tourist spot?
Well, it's because of our state and its people. I mean, we have 15,000 inland lakes, rivers, and streams. Our north part of our state is, you know, dotted by the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore with world-class sea kayaking. If we're lucky in the winter, those sea caves. Lake Superior. On our west, we've got the mighty Mississippi River, the most storied river in the United States. On our east, we have Lake Michigan. We have Lake Winnebago. We have the world's largest inland chain of lakes. We have award-winning state parks. And we have some of the coolest, most unusual tourism attractions that you're going to find anywhere in the United States. All of that, plus we're the most welcoming, friendly people. It's a safe state. I know a lot of times people focus on the negative or anything that goes wrong, but in the Midwest, in the recent survey done by Longwoods International, we are looked at as affordable, safe, and welcoming. We are first place in all categories. Mm-hmm. So it's just a terrific place to call home.
And we will see you on the road. We will see you on the Frank Lloyd Wright Trail this summer. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Joy.
Stephanie Klett, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Thanks to Bill Martins for producing this hour and Nyasia Ellison. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.